I love leading people on retreats. It's one of the most exciting, wonderful, joyful experiences that I have in my practice. Of course, I tend to say that about everything. I love the sessions, I love the classes I teach. But the retreats that I lead are particularly wonderful, especially when I can entice my best friend, Mara Clearspring, to come along and the two of us can hold space together. But I wanted to take a moment here to share what my vision is and what the experience is on these retreats that I'm leading so that it can help people make a decision as to whether it's the right mix for them, whether it's the right experience to come and have with us. On the most basic level, when I travel somewhere really wonderful, I love to share it. So when I find a power spot that's filled with quartz crystals and it's buzzy and amazing, I immediately think, oh, who else can I bring here? I totally want people to have this experience. Being a shamanic practitioner, I have a different relationship with the land. It talks to me, it tells me its stories. There's a level of healing. And wherever I go, I feel like there's this moment where I talk to the land and acknowledge the guardians, and these veils part, and I get to have an experience of the land that's deeper than what the average tourist would have walking around. And so part of my passion is leading a group of people through that barrier onto that other side and getting to meet the land in a deeper, more spiritual, more profound way. I find that retreats are an amazing opportunity for healing. There's so much that can be shed when you create a container that's held very strongly, and Mara and I are very passionate about holding a strong, safe container, where people can really go into a lot of layers of healing, have a lot of experiences, be able to talk to their guides without being interrupted by things like the necessity to pick the kids up from school or, take their laundry to be done or whatever else, tends to fill the moments of our day. So there's an opportunity to go really, really deep with yourself, very deep with the land, and also very deep with fellow participants. The people who are there are all people who are passionate about shamanic work, and so you get to spend time in a community where you're not going to have to explain to anyone why you think that the guardian of the land just gave you this message or that this bird communicated something about how your relationship to your mother flowed. That's a context that we all understand and hold together. And it's powerful to journey in community, to have us in common purpose of healing and growth and transformation, going through the day, of course, of being out on the land, as well as, eating and sleeping together and sharing those kind of experiences, holding space for each other. Mara and my retreats are not retreats that you're going to spend a lot of time in a classroom. We do pull people together in circle, but whenever possible, we do that out on the land so that we can be simultaneously connecting with each other and connecting with the earth. When we went to Death Valley last time, we hiked into the canyon and spent the opening circle laying on this beautiful marble shelf in the slot canyon watching the stars come out. We started at twilight and we spoke into the things that brought us there, as well as connecting our roots into the ground and watching the shooting stars begin to fall. So that's the kind of experience you can expect. There's a lot of interaction and time outdoors connecting directly with the land. And we have a vision of enjoying our creature comforts, so we tend to pick places that are a good balance of affordability, with also people having the option to sleep in a bed and eat at a restaurant at the end of the day. I really enjoy how much magic flows when we have this opportunity to be in a retreat together, and people's stuff can really come up in a safe way. So expecting that a journey with Mara and I would be all bliss and joy the whole time might be an unrealistic expectation. We're definitely not going in trying to trigger people, and not everyone gets triggered, but it may be a safe space where you have some deep things come up from being on the land and having these waves and waves of energy move through you. We like to pick power spots, and we like to pick power spots with guardians that are profoundly supportive. There are a lot of shamanic initiations, so we'll be doing a lot of channeling and guided journeys and information for you of how to connect with the land. We like to do a lot of activations and initiations. So when we led a retreat in Hawaii, the first thing we started with was giving everyone an attunement to the Hawaii land, their personal power animals, and the opportunity to connect with a star being who would watch over them on their journey. So this hopefully gives you a better idea of the sort of flavor of the retreat that we lead. For me, it's one of the most joyful things to be out on land, to have those deep connections for an extended period of time without anywhere else I have to be or anything else I have to accomplish. I can drop really deeply into the being rather than all the doing and accomplishing. And so it's a very sacred and amazing experience, and one that I'm very passionate to share. If you have any questions about the retreats that we lead or what the experience would be, please feel free to give me a call, shoot me an email. I'm really happy to talk one-on-one because I believe in sorting. There are so many retreats out there and so many possibilities, and what Mara and I are offering is very unique in our experience. Not very many retreats spend this much time out on the land and have this much shamanic interaction. A lot of others are more about, getting to important landmarks or doing work in a closed container of a classroom. And these can be beautiful experiences, but we want to make sure that we're enticing the right people to come along with us so that they'll have the same richness of experience. So I'm sharing a little bit about the vision and the experience here, and I would love to talk to you more if it's something that you're interested in doing. Thanks so much for listening. This is Katie Weatherup, and my website is www.handsoverheart.com. The images that I've included here are from our various retreats in Death Valley, Hawaii, Peru, the UK, and Ireland.